Here with me in this interview, I'm speaking with Tanya Opresnig. And first of all, tell me a little bit about yourself and where you're from and what you do.
Well, I am working in Iowa State University. I am there working as a veterinary pathologist in the veterinary diagnostic laboratory.
And that is not an Iowa accent, so where do you call home then?
I'm originally from Austria.
Well, I just returned from Austria, actually earlier this week still. I'm losing track of days right now. I was at an international conference there, so beautiful country, and really enjoyed spending time in Graz is where we were during the time we were in Austria. Well, you have received a couple of very nice awards here, I guess you would say. First of all, tell me about the award that you have received. What is its purpose, and what will you then be doing?
Well, I received two different awards. The first award was further investigating if persistent infection exists in sow herds and in piglets that are born to infected sows. So our plan there is to get piglets at birth, take blood from these piglets to test if they are PCV2 viremic or not, and then follow them and see what happens to these pigs. And maybe we find that PCV2 infected pigs at birth are more prone to disease later on. The second award will investigate the effect of PRRS infection on PCV2 vaccination. That seems to be a major problem in the field, and I frequently get questions in from practitioners asking me, they do have PRRS in their farm, can they vaccinate to Serco or not? So with this study, we will try to show if PCV2 vaccines are still effective when administered in the time of a PRRS break.
How long would that type of research take? I mean, is this something you would complete in the next year or longer or what?
I hope that is completed within the next year. Usually the research trial by itself takes about 12 weeks. The problem is finding the PCV2 negative pigs, getting other approvals for the experimental trial, but it should be doable within 1 year.
So how does it feel to have received not only an award, but a double award, I guess?
Well, very good.
So when will you get started on this work?
We will probably get started with this by December, okay. I would think. I mean, it takes some time to get all the animal approvals, but I would think by December.
And then once you have completed your studies, what would be the next step in terms of will you have a plan for distributing the information and results?
In general, we try to present at all major swine meetings in order to get the information out as quick as possible. Whatever the results turn out, we don't know at this point, but it's important in any case. And then, of course, we will write up a manuscript and submit it.
Well, thank you for taking a couple of moments, and congratulations on your award, Tanya, here at the Boehringer Ingelheim Flex Symposium. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.